to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 10th day of February 2006, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. And on today's program, I have Mordecai Vanunu. We'll be spending time with him. It's in the wee hours of the morning in Israel right now. They're 8 hours ahead of us, so yeah, it is 12 midnight there. He'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And I want to remind folks, coming up at the Alamo Draft House on the 18th, that's a Saturday, not tomorrow, but the following Saturday, is going to be Dylan Avery. And Greg Szymanski, just talked to Greg Szymanski. Greg will also be there in attendance. I will be there. And, we might have some other surprise people that show up there. At any rate, you need to give us a call here to get tickets for that at 800-724-2719. Do that right away, folks. Don't forget about it, because we don't want to let you locked out in the cold, because we have very limited seating down there. So, and if we're successful with this one, we're going to keep doing them, getting bigger venues, big-name people coming into town. Folks, it creates a energy or a synergy, and it gets people charged up. Information will do that. People sharing information in large numbers, it'll do that. It has a tendency to do that. Folks, I remember the days we used to have 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people together for one meeting alone. We need to get back there. We need to re-energize ourselves, recommit ourselves to get back out there and pounding the pavement. We're not going to wake everybody up. Don't have that illusion. Those are furniture. Those are the people who will be moved around, stepped over, or if they're totally useless, call Goodwill and have them carted off. At any rate, so make no mistake, folks. February 18th, you got to be there. And Dylan Avery will be giving his presentation, and Greg Szymanski will be there. I will be there. And as I said, we might even have a few other surprises. So give us a call at 800-724-2719 to reserve your ticket. It is important that you do that, and do it right away. All right. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, I'll have Mordecai Vanunu with me. Something I learned. I remember Hoppe Heidelberg. I hope I can get through this in a minute or less. Hoppe Heidelberg, this is the guy that was on the Oklahoma City grand jury, the federal grand jury. This is the guy that was handing out the little pocket constitutions, fully informed jury information to other people. And the Fed said, oh, no, we're the prosecutors. We're in charge of this case. You only get to examine and question what we bring in. Well, Hoppe didn't like that. FBI showed up, flashed some guns in his face, and tried to intimidate him. Well, I just learned this the other day from a writer, and I will leave him anonymous for the time being. And I'm going to see if Hoppe will come on the air to tell his own story. But this is what they did to Hoppe. The feds, afraid that Hoppe was going to sue them over his mistreatment over this federal prosecution deal, well, they sent one of their paid henchmen, an attorney, to him and said, look, if you'll drop this, you won't sue the government. We'll let you live. How do you like them apples, folks? We need more whistleblowers. We need more people passing around the information, because they can't kill us all off, can they? We outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. There's only so many of these little henchmen that are actually running the circus. We'll be back on the other side with Mordecai Vanunu.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are here, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday with the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And in a second here, I'll introduce my guest today, Mordechai Vanunu. And he is a Israeli former nuclear technician who revealed the details of Israel's nuclear weapons program to the British press in 1986. So we're talking 20 years ago. And because he did that, he was lured to Rome by an American Mossad agent, abducted and smuggled to Israel, where he was tried behind closed doors and convicted of treason. Now, after 18 years in prison, and more than 11 of those years, ladies and gentlemen, in solitary confinement, he was released from prison in 2004, subject to a broad array of restrictions on his speech and movement. Since violations of those restrictions, including giving various interviews to foreign journalists and attempting to leave Israel in March of 2005, he was charged with 21 counts of contravening a lawful direction, with a maximum of 2 years imprisonment per count, and then released to await trial. There he remains under the same restrictions as before. Now, between 76 and 85, this gentleman was employed as a nuclear technician at the Negev Nuclear Facility Research Center, an Israeli facility which, according to the majority of defense experts, is used for manufacturing nuclear weapons. It's located in the Negev Desert, south of Dimona, and Dimona is actually in northwest Israel. And these The most worldwide intelligence, I'm trying to hurry up here because I want to get them on the air. Most worldwide intelligence agencies estimate that Israel developed nuclear weapons as early as the 1960s, but the country has purposely maintained a policy of deliberate ambiguity about the subject, neither acknowledging nor denying that it possesses the weapons. Now, at Denoma, it's believed that Vanunu became increasingly troubled about the widely believed Israeli nuclear weapons program on which he worked. In 1985, he was laid off from Denoma, and he left Israel. Now, he was seen by some human rights groups as a prisoner of conscience. In his in their press release of the 19th of April of 2005, Amnesty International said, if Mordecai Vanunu were to be imprisoned for breaching the restrictions imposed on him, Amnesty International would consider him to be a prisoner of conscience. The Israeli government still considers him to be a traitor, and Vanunu continues to be highly critical of Israel's actions, even rejecting the need for a Jewish state. Oh, it's got to be one of those self-hating Jews. Mm-hmm. The European Parliament has condemned Israel's treatment of Vanunu and referred to his detention by Mossad agents as a gross violation of Italian sovereignty and international law, and Amnesty International described his treatment as constituting cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment, such as prohibited by international law. It's midnight in Israel right now, folks. I have with me Mordecai Vanunu. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon and good night from East Jerusalem.
And I understand, Mordecai, that you are actually you're receiving sanctuary at the St. George's Cathedral in Jerusalem. Is that correct?
Yeah, officially, I'm receiving sanctuary in East Jerusalem, the Anglican Church, by the Israel authorities. The police come storm this place to prove that there is no sanctuary for me. And they arrested me 1 year ago here in this place.
And the folks have heard your story here a little bit here in the United States. I became familiar with your story. I had my webmaster dig out a ton of information on you. And you're a bad guy because you were talking about Israel's nuclear capability. Mordecai, why did you do that in the first place? Why did you feel that it was your obligation to tell the rest of the world about Israel's nuclear capabilities?
Well, at least I'm very happy now to hear you tell the Americans there that there are a state called Israel in the Middle East who are having atomic weapons. Until now, United States people are hearing George Bush and Condoleezza Rice speaking about Iran. Now, I'm very glad to hear that you are talking about atomic weapons in Israel. That is the first thing the Americans hearing from you and from me. Why I did it 20 years ago? Because I felt that Israel had gone beyond any imagination of the CIA or the White House or anything, and beyond what they need. They had more than 200 atomic weapons, and they started producing hydrogen bombs. So I decided this information must be revealed and reported to people all over the world, to try to stop them from using them and to stop the world, this nuclear proliferation in secret to many states. And that time, 86, it was Israel, but no one imagined what they have, and I decided that people need to stop them and to know the truth about Israel.
Well, and the timeline has already been set. I don't know if this is filtered back to you there in Israel, but the timeline has already been set. The United States, we've already seen the stories that Israel, they've been saber-rattling, as we say, and threatening to nuke Iran, but they have backed off. They said that, no, we're not going to do that. But if you remember Scott Ritter, he was the ex-military Marine, and he was also the United Nations inspector that went into Iraq to look for these purported weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, Saddam Hussein had gotten rid of those in, I think, 1991, as late as 1992, possibly. But the problem I'm having with all of this is that the United States, and Scott Ritter had said this, that he has already seen the plans for invading Iran. and setting up the same type of sanctions that was absolutely devastating to the Iraqi people. And if that is the case, and I've said this, Mordecai, on my program, we were the first aggressors with nuclear weapons, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, at the end of World War II, against the Japanese. Nobody likes the idea of nuclear weapons, but if you've noticed something, we have not had another world war since the development of nuclear weapons, because only a madman would actually use these weapons. They are the most devastating things that we have created. But it has kept somewhat of a worldly peace because nobody has been crazy enough to use these things. And what I see happening, Mordecai, in the Middle East right now, with the supposedly going after Saddam Hussein to rid this terrible world threat against the world, to get rid of this insane dictator. Well, Iran is next on the list, possibly Syria and the entire Middle East. What I see this as, Mordecai, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I see this is the roadmap to the Israeli view of peace, that anybody that could resist Israel, and the reports we have is they have over 400 nuclear weapons of any and all imaginable delivery devices. And what I say is that if Iran has a couple of nuclear weapons like North Korea has right now, what is the harm in that for defensive purposes?
Well, as you mentioned, the United States have atomic weapons and used them in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, later developed and have a nuclear race. But the United States make it very openly and declare it nuclear policy openly to all the world. Let the world see what this United States has. Here in Israel, they didn't follow this pattern of United States. They, from the beginning, they lie and continue to lie until now and to cheat and deny they have atomic weapons. So what does it mean to have atomic weapons if they believe they need them? And they believe they can prevent war by these atomic weapons. Why they don't declare to the world? Let the world tell the truth. Let the Arab world see they have atomic weapons. But my view, in this age now, the Arab world and Iran don't want to destroy Israel. No one wants to conquer Israel. All what they want now is peace. The world wants from Israel to make a real peace and to be a real democracy for all the people. So if Israel really wants peace and they believe in peace, they can give us a real peace, a plan for peace for all the people in the Middle East, to end the occupation, to end the refugee suffering for 50 years, and to expect non-Jews to give them equal rights. So that is the way for peace. That is the way for Israel to survive, not atomic weapons. In this age, no one wants to use atomic weapons. The same United States realized no one wants to conquer the United States, and they start destroying atomic weapons since the end of the Cold War. So here the same Israel should start destroying nuclear weapons and bring democracy for all the people and for all the Arab world in the Middle East.
Well, I take it. And your phone connection, sir, are you on a cellular phone?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a hard line, a regular telephone within your grasp that you can use?
Yes.
Okay, we can call you back on that. I'll tell you what, we're coming up at a break here in a couple of minutes. If you could give our producer here that number, we'll call you back on a hard line because you're wavering in and out. And you have a little bit of an accent, and I want the listeners on the Republic Broadcasting Network to hear every word that you have to say. So during the break, we'll make another reconnect here with you. While we're waiting for this break to roll around and reconnect you on a hard line, I think what is being set up here, Vanunu, and you have been involved and you've been under immense pressure, obviously, being locked up in prison. I can't imagine if there are too many people walking the face of this planet right now that could stand 11 years in solitary confinement. But you have paid the price for your vigilance. You wanted to tell the world about what you knew, and you're being punished for it right now. Tell you what, hang on one second. My producer will get online with you. We'll get another number and call you right back. Folks, you want to hear the rest of this interview? We'll do this short break. We'll come back with Mordecai Vanunu.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we are back, and I think we have Mr. Vanunu on another line. Not yet. We will have him up in just a few minutes here. Okay. Just hang on, folks. This is live radio. This is what goes on sometimes. Preferably it happens on breaks and not during a program. I want to remind folks that... And you did respond to this, and I guess a lot of folks are listening to this program today. So once again, let me remind you that coming up on February 18th, maybe some folks are just tuning into the program today, that we're going to have the Dylan Avery presentation of Loose Change 2, which it far exceeds his first endeavor. And that's going to happen at the Alamo Draft House on February 18th from 3 to 6 p.m., and he will be there. I will be there. Also, Mr. Greg Szymanski, that does the investigative journal, he will also be down there. It's going to be a fun time had by all, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call here for tickets, 800-724-2719. And we're going to continue to put these venues on. And we need more people. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to have hundreds and thousands of people coming to meetings, exchanging ideas, getting together, networking with each other. We are so short of time because the boots of the New World Order is crushing our little windpipes as we talk. We don't have them yet. Okay. Well, I'm continuing to tread water here. I'm not very good in fresh water. Let me jump into my salt tank here. At any rate, we'll have Mr. Mordecai back with us here in just a few minutes. And I'll tell you what, let me do this. Piece by Charlie Reese on Iran's bomb. And he said there's been a lot of talk recently about Israel or and or the United States bombing the nuclear facilities in Iran. Charlie says, I wouldn't worry about that. I believe they're both bluffing. Now, he said in the first place, just the talk has kicked up the price of oil. In the second place, there's no proof that Iran really wants to develop nuclear weapons. So far, what the Iranians have done and proposed to do are legal. They have a reasonable explanation for they want to develop nuclear power. Oil is their biggest and most valuable export. The less they use for domestic purposes, the more they'll have for export. On the other hand, they are surrounded by nuclear powers, Israel, Russia, Pakistan, India, and the U.S., through its heavy presence in the Persian Gulf and Iraq. So maybe they do not want to develop a nuclear bomb. Personally, I don't care if they do, having lived most of my life with 30,000 nuclear warheads and the means to deliver them to the Soviet Union. I'm not going to worry about what the Iranians having six or seven of them. I'm not one of those people who think the world will end with a nuclear explosion. There have been a lot of nuclear explosions. We've dropped two on Japan, and the nuclear powers tested their bombs in the atmosphere as well as underground. Despite the urban legends about plutonium, we are all still here. A nuclear weapon is, after all, a bomb, and like all bombs, there's a limit to its radius of destruction. As Brother Dave Gardner put it, the place to be when a nuclear bomb goes off is wherever you can say, what was that? In the meantime, what the United States should do is talk to the Iranians instead of talking at them, threatening them, and insulting them. Civil discourse and honest diplomacy are too much to ask of this reckless and immature administration, which, despite the evidence to the contrary, seems to believe it can bully the whole world into doing its bidding. Right now, the U.S. is banking on getting the International Atomic Energy Agency to refer Iran to the UN Security Council. Winning this vote is not a certainty, but even if the U.S. does, Russia or China would likely veto any attempt to apply sanctions on Iran. A high-ranking Chinese official has just publicly announced that Iran is to become China's major trading partner. Russia has a heavy investment in Iran's nuclear facilities. President George W. Bush is about to have his bubble of delusions pricked. We are not the world's only superpower, and there are plenty of people who don't jump when Bush snaps his fingers. I have back with me Mordecai Vanunu. Mordecai, are you there?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay. And
I have a point to say. My question is, why United States and the world are afraid from nuclear weapons in Iran, not from nuclear weapons in Israel, not from nuclear weapons in every state who have them? Why they are afraid only from the Iran nuclear weapons? If we are afraid from nuclear weapons, we should be afraid from all kinds of nuclear weapons everywhere.
Well, and this is the question I've been asking. We have North Korea that has delivery systems. They can export through the air, if you want to say it that way. They could bomb somebody if they wanted to. But my point, and I don't know if I heard you correctly or the audience even heard you, we had a bad phone connection there. My point about Iran, even if they had a couple of nuclear weapons for defensive purposes, when they're sitting next to Israel, which has pretty much said that, you know, we'd like to see eradicated from the face of the planet, what would be the harm, Mordecai, if Iran did have a couple of nuclear weapons?
The harm is that they will force Israel to declare their own atomic weapons and to go together toward destroying their own nuclear weapons. And also, if Iran will have atomic weapons, that I don't want them to have them, I don't want to spread atomic weapons to any state, but if Iran will have them, then the Israelis should understand they cannot use nuclear weapons for political use. But we have until now Israel using atomic weapons for political targets because they feel they are very strong, powerful with the atomic weapons. They continue the occupation for 40 years. They build settlements. They build the wall. They refuse to give any right to the Palestinians because they feel powerful with the atomic weapons. So if Iran will have the atomic weapons, it will make clear to the Israelis that atomic weapons can be used, can be having also by other states, and they will not let Israel using them for political targets. And that is the Israelis concern, and maybe the United States also concerned about.
Well, we've been funneling a lot of money to Israel. We've given Israel about $3 billion a year in hard currency, and of course technologies and an array of different things. Israel is having a problem right now in the world's view because they're not happy with what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. And before somebody got the bright idea that Israel should have its own state, it was the Palestinians that were to have their own states. Now they're on postage-sized little internment camps under the whip of the Israelis over there right now. And I appreciate your view on this because you're coming from this from the standpoint of you want peace in the Middle East. And how I see this right now, Mr. Vanunu, is we've got people that are trying to set up 1 billion Muslims against 1 billion Christians. There's trying to, apparently, it's trying to start some kind of religious war, and between religion and politics, that's kind of a dangerous mix right there, but I appreciate and understand your concerns that there should be peace in the Middle East. I do not believe for one moment the United States should have anything going on right now in the Middle East whatsoever. You've been around long enough, you've either witnessed or seen what the British did over there. And now the United States is just trampling through there like it owns the territories.
Yes, I am watching what's going here and following the history of the Middle East. And also the news right now is the Iran nuclear weapons. And don't forget, Pakistan have atomic weapons. And there is no, as you said, that 1 billion Muslim wants to fight 1 billion Christians. Because 1 billion Muslims are also 1 billion human beings. These human beings are now concerned and interesting to support life on this globe, on this earth. They are not going to survive alone. All the human beings are going to work together to make this globe surviving, working. So there is no future war between 1 billion Muslim against Christian, or 1 billion Chinese against 1 billion Indian. All the human race know very well that to survive we should work and live together. So what the Muslim now coming with their atomic weapons and their declaring their powerful politics is they say they should be respected by the United States and Europe. Until now, the British lead the world with the United States not to respect the Arab world and to support Israel by all kinds of weapons and budget, billions of dollars, and politics in the United Nations. And now time comes for the United States and Europe to balance their policy in the Middle East and to start demand from Israel and from all the world to give equal rights to the Palestinians to end their suffering, the occupation. Imagine people living in a refugee camp for 50 years. What the world wants them? How many years they should live in a refugee camp? One more, 100 years more, 200 years? The world should start deal with this human being. Respect the Arab world, give them the respect as a human being, and they will do also to support and cooperate with the West and the Christians for the benefit of all the human race.
Because how this was portrayed, and this was the run-up to our invasion of Iraq, nothing of the history of Iraq, and the history is long, 6,000 years of history sitting there, and we just bombed and pillaged it, wiped out its infrastructure. And one of the reasons why they did that is that Saddam Hussein didn't want to deal in the United States dollars or the Federal Reserve notes, as we like to call them. And apparently Iran was going to do the same thing with its oil reserves and probably deal in euros and not United States dollars. So You know, at first this was being touted to, well, George is over there, meaning our president. George is over there for the oil. It's just the oil. Well, no, it was to shore up our failing dollar because we're still trying to sell our unimaginable debt to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is not buying our debt anymore. So we needed something to shore this up. But Vanunu, Mr. Vanunu, this is kind of. It's paradoxical because we're going to spend I don't know how many trillions of dollars in this supposed war, this 100-year war on terrorism, and are we not a people that are suppressed and occupied? Are we not going to create more contention? Are we not going to create more civil strife by us being over there?
Yes, because you are right. The same, we can remember how the United States spent billions, trillions of dollars fighting the communism in Russia, and in fact didn't help anything. In the end, the communism by itself was corrupted and collapsed, and then they start now moving towards democracy and building a modern state in all East Europe. The same here. The United States relies not by weapons and billions of dollars and trillions of dollars spending and fighting, bombarding. They should come out with a new idea how to convert the Middle East to become a modern, developed, and educated society, to be equal, to build this society from inside, not by war, not by defense and militarism, as they did until now with Israel's mind system. So the United States should realize the way is by peace, by supporting the people, the human beings, helping them to understand what time it is now, in what age we are living, and to tell them we, the people, the United States, all over the world, want all the universe to be equal and developed. We don't have any war anywhere.
Well,
and the people can respect, can have their own religion. Jews can have their own religion. Muslim can have their own religion. And the state should run by secular democracy system.
Well, and there's part of the problem that we're supposedly setting up democracy in Afghanistan and Iraq, and of course that entails dollarizing their country, having the International Monetary Fund control their economy, their money system. This entails McDonald's on street corners, and right next door to that, XXX movie theaters, you know, adult films, whatever the case may be. These people in the Middle East don't want the westernized style of democracy. They're a lot of people over there are rejecting this outright because a lot of the faith systems over there in the Middle East right now, if the United States is supposed to be a Christian nation, if God himself were to come down to the face of this planet right now, he'd smack us all in the face and call us all liars, because that's what we have been. We've not been practicing, and our leaders, and here's the problem when you get into these secular type of governments. Secular means the exclusion of God or his tenets, and I've always said that God is the conscience of man. When you have secular governments and people removed from the Word of God, how can we conduct anything as you're suggesting?
Well, my idea is not to take God from the people, to take God from the political game. The people will practice and believe the freedom of religion will be practiced by anyone, anywhere. But we will not have prime ministers and ministers who are preaching religion in the TV and in the public. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I
think about democracy in Iraq or Iran, it should be by the people themselves. We don't need the U.S. Army sitting in Iraq.
Right.
The U.S. Army can now leave and let the people there govern, and the people will bring their own democracy as they are doing in other states, in Africa and South America. They are building their own democracy with the help of the West, and they are following the Western style. And also the technology coming to the people, the computers coming, the internet coming, the satellites, TV, and those technology helping them to realize in what age, in what society we are living, and they will follow this. come and become equal to the West.
Well, I don't know if that is going to happen, because as I said, Mordecai, here there are a lot of people inside the United States right now that have seen what a secular type of government has done. And it's amazing to watch who the people are and the support groups of taking God out of our institutions here in America. There's a lot of people upset about this. And what we have, and through our own lying medias, I'll just be straight with you, our medias over here are bought and paid for the corporate dollars. They are the mouth and the voice for the White House and for the Pentagon and for the National Security Agency. You've had first-hand experience with the Israeli Mossad, and I'm sure that that was not too pleasant. But the whole basis of the United States, we have a constitution which our president, less than a month ago, referred to it, and I will not blaspheme God on this air, but he said it's just a GD piece of paper. Now, that's the president we have in the White House that's supposedly a good Christian, and he's fooled a lot of people in this country. A lot of people are starting to find out who George Bush really is. And the neocons that we have surrounding this administration in this country and in all levels of government, in the Pentagon, in the National Security Agency, they are taking us down the road to Armageddon. And we so far have been powerless to stop this man in our own country. Hopefully, he will not do something as foolish as going after Iran next. Because what this is going to do, and they've already spelled this out, for the world's energy resources that are coming out of the Middle East right now, just a couple of years ago, it was $20 a barrel. Now they're talking about it being maybe $260, maybe even more per barrel, which is going to absolutely cripple this economy because, Mordecai, I don't know if you know it, but we're $71 trillion in debt in this country right now. We don't have long to live as a republic anymore because we've had many administrations selling the American people out. I do not envy you your position because you're literally being held as a prisoner in Israel right now, are you not?
Yes, I'm still in Israel state prison. I'm now running a trial court against me, standing for not speaking to foreigners, and I'm waiting for this trial to be ended, and I'm not allowed to leave the country. And maybe they will have renewed these orders not to leave the country for another year. So, in fact, my imprisonment has not ended. And all this because the United States are not interested or involved in anything to demand my freedom of speech and freedom of movement, and also not speaking, demanding from Israel to end its own nuclear weapons or to admit what they have and to start dismantle these atomic weapons as a good example to Iran and to other states. If Israel itself will start destroying their own nuclear weapons, then Iran will not pursue and have them because they saw that Israel are destroying them. But as long as they are keeping them and denying, while everyone knows they have more than 400 atomic weapons, why Iran should not have them? Why Iran should not do exactly what they are doing? And why Iran should be worried from the United States? And Iran can say to the United States, you are not honest, you have double standards of policy. So the Iranian pushing them, they are pushing Iran to follow Israel to have atomic weapons instead of encouraging them not to produce atomic weapons and to to take part in all the Middle East free from nuclear weapons.
Who is most angry with you on your, and this is 20 years ago, you've already let the cat out of the bag. It's well known worldwide that nuclear, that Israel has a large nuclear holding, that they have, they just got submarines not too long ago. They have the ability to launch nuclear weapons from submarines, which now puts them out of the state of Israel and into the seas. That is a danger also, but What I'm trying to relate to you, sir, is that there is a general program, and we discovered this many years ago. And this has been put together by the globalists. These are the people that want a one-world government. They want a one currency, one law, one everything, which doesn't mean too much to these people in any given country what type of government that you have, as long as they control your money system and as long as they control the weaponry, they could care less what you think. But what I'm trying to explain here is the fact that we have a program, and it's been ongoing for some 40-some years. It's called Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World. On the surface, that sounds like a good plan, and we're already heading into stage three because some of the words that you're using now are some of the same words that they have been using. But the difference is that no country on the face of the earth, whether it be nuclear, through conventional weapons, even personal protection, for handguns or whatever, none of these member countries of the United Nations are going to allow to be having these weapons for self-defense. The only people that are going to have the weapons are going to be the coalition forces from the United Nations and the police that are hand-picked by the United Nations in these member nations. Nobody is to have any weapons for any reason whatsoever except the military, the police, United Nations. How does that sound to you?
Sounds for me very, very good. It could be very good beginnings, because if that would be a government by the United Nations, one state, one government for all the world, one currency, one constitution of democracy, one human rights laws for every state that would be adopted and implemented in every state, that is the perfect world. And in such situation, even that United States don't need armies, because who will be fighting these United States, United Nations? The only weapons they will need is small weapons, guns, for police to fight some small criminals, gang of criminals, but not state.
All right.
So they will be totally abolition of all kind of nuclear weapons, and much more important is the dismantling the defense ministry, all the defense budget that every state now spending from 3% to 35% from the budget of every state.
All right, Mordecai, we have got to run, and I hope that your problems over there get resolved. I don't know who made mad worse, sticking up for the Palestinians or suggesting that Israel gets rid of its nuclear weapons. But we hope you and wish you well over there. And hopefully the Israeli government will let you be a free man as God intended. And I thank you so much for being on this program.
Thank you for bringing me in. I hope one day I'll be there talking from the United States.
Sorry. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I'm going to break. And it's not coming. It's not coming. Yeah, we forewent, I guess, past tense, a break at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to roll around to that about right now. There we go. Okay. All right, I've got a few comments about this after this break, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were listening to what the man was saying. I told my webmaster that got Mordecai on the program today. I started reading more into his information, and I said, I'm going to try to smoke this one out. We'll discuss that after this break.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is weird. Coming out of break when we should be going into a break, I skipped the bottom of the hour break once we got Mr. Venunu reconnected. Folks, he was hard to understand, but I wanted to smoke this thing out. Because if you look at some of the news stories on Mordecai Vanunu, here's a guy that's been locked up by his government, in prison for, what, 18, 19 years, 11 of those of which were in solitary confinement because he told the Guardian, I do believe it was in 1986, that, Israel has nuclear weapons. Well, and I started reading a little bit more about this. And I started seeing some of the people that were lending him help. And these are the people that, well, are for the United Nations. They're the ones that are for world government. Now, I'm not going to suggest that this man has been, let's shall we say, been turned. But he is useful for the United Nations right now. And the whole program. And he really didn't bite on this one, and I know he knew about it, was the complete and general disarmament agreement that was made, that President Kennedy signed in 1961. Three stages, ladies and gentlemen. And we're moving into that third stage right now, because what you're seeing now, actively, United States government prohibiting people from having nuclear weapons. I'm not a big fan of nuclear weapons. They're very nasty things. They're very dangerous. They kill a lot of things. But this has literally prevented a world war since World War II. Do you think for one moment if we didn't have nuclear weapons that we wouldn't have had another conventional war to demonstrate how bad war is? That's who was behind this, ladies and gentlemen. World War I, League of Nations. Not enough suffering, not enough carnage, not enough money spent. We had to have World War I Part II, and we would have had World War One Part Three, if necessary. But you see, conventional wars are no longer possible because people that do have nuclear weapons, if they're getting their butt kicked all over the planet, and that's the last resort, they would use it. So it has actually kept world peace in sort of a convoluted way that I've got a big bat and you've got a big bat. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't bring a knife to my gunfight? You brought another gun? Okay, well, yeah, you see where I'm going with this. To have the United Nations as the world's police force, to have military downsized to the point that one country could not wage a war on another country, and for idealistic peaceniks out there, that might sound like a good idea, except there's one fatal flaw with this plan. The United Nations is being the world's police force, downsizing every country's military, designating only police have weapons and its citizenry do not, the IMF controlling the whole game from above, and there you have your world slavery wrapped up in one neat little package. Mr. Vanunu had better wake up to that fact. Western-style democracy in the Middle East right now, ladies and gentlemen, nobody wants it. Israel mirrors more the United States than I think the United States mirrors itself. Over there, you need to eat McDonald's and watch a porno movie on any given street corner. This is not the Western-style democracy people are wrapping their arms around in the Middle East right now. This is the problem that a lot of people are having in Iraq right now, which the news medias are not reporting to you. They don't want to be culturally changed. They don't want to be democratized. They don't want to have civil strife and civil war for the next 20 years, which the United States military has just set up by doing away with Saddam Hussein, which used to be useful fodder for the United States until such time that they had grander plans. Do you see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? And we've got, I'll tell you what, we've got a madman in the White House that's pulling this thing off right now. This is now February. They have the plans. The U.S. has the plans to strike Iran in March. No argument. No fault or all here. It's on the books. This is what they're going to do. You think you're paying too much at the gas? For people out there that don't give a crap less than their what their pocket and how fat their wallet is, okay? For you fine folks out there that are tired of paying the high prices at the gas pump right now, wait till we go into Iran and watch artificially what happens to oil prices. Oh, that's right. I made the phenomenal mistake the other day by saying that Exxon only made $10 billion last year. No, they made $40 billion. And any excuse that they can use to bump up the price of energy to the consumers, they will use. Now, you might argue, well, why are they going to do that? They're going to be killing the goose that laid the golden egg. Here's the problem, folks. We're dealing with globalists here. They've got a product. They can take a hiatus for a few years until all these blown-out economies are reconstructed, given new valued money. And then we start this whole silly little program all over again. And over and over and over. You see, are you starting to get a clear picture of this, folks? Are you starting to understand what these power, mad, and hungry globalists are really after? Do they care if they trash the United States? Absolutely not. When you're looking at the whole enchilada here, the United States is a part, not a small part, an important part, but they will bring this thing down in order to gain further control of it. Because now it's just not about money. It's not about abject, outright greed. It's about total control. Is this what God had in mind? Is this what the founders had in mind for America? I'll tell you what, these guys are probably spinning in their graves right now at about 5,200 RPMs. We'll take the break here into the next hour. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Folks, we're heading on a sleigh ride to hell. We're sliding right into Armageddon, and this clown in the White House that has the audacity to call himself the President of the United States is going to take us to hell in that handbasket. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.